So today we're going to talk about taking action, and I think it's an appropriate time to talk about this because I don't know about you or your group of people, but sometimes when you come out of the holidays, what happens? People roll out of the holidays, and it's kind of like rolling out of bed in the morning. They kind of crawl into the bathroom. They maybe get up to brush their teeth, and then they roll over and take their little shower. But it takes them about 3-4 weeks to get themselves going again. Some of you haven't done anything since the holidays. Some of you have done a lot because you got excited about the incentive coming out and what the incentive is and winning that incentive. So everybody's in a different place, but I think what's critically important for us all to recognize is that nothing's going to happen until we make it happen. Nothing's going to happen until we make it happen. And action is absolutely a must. We need to be in action all the time. That's just about how do we achieve the dreams of our life, how do we ever answer that why in our life and get us driven to achieve the goals that we have and the direction we want and the vision we have and create whatever it is that we want to create in life requires us to be in action. And I just described to you my last 4 days. Now, some people say, I don't even know if I could do that. It's not about duplicating Mary Jo. It's about you taking the action that you're capable of taking. And we're all capable of taking a lot of different actions. But we have a mind, a little brain, that has this little voice that tends to want to talk us out of it. And that's the voice you've got to learn to quash. Develop the habit of quashing the voice. And some of you right now on the call are going, well, I don't have that little voice. Well, what was that? That was a little voice. we all talk to ourselves. We have a little voice in that brain that talks to ourselves. So anyway, so when you do, but when you get into action and you start being consistently active. You know, one person one time, I remember when I was first started in network marketing, I was working with Suzanne Kemp. She was my upline presidential, and she has since passed away. She left Manatech and went on. Since passed away from breast cancer, which is a sad thing. But I used to go down to San Antonio to her. She had monthly meetings in San Antonio of her group, and I know there's some people on this call that go, Yahoo, Mary Jo, I remember being there with you, because they were cross-line to me, of course, because Suzanne had her huge downline, and I was just one little leg in that. And we had so much fun, and I remember my organization started growing, and you know, after about a few months into these, you know, weekly trainings, my organization was really catapulting. I mean, started to really, and one of the guys there who was way far ahead of me, in fact, I think he was almost presidential at the time, he said, Mary Jo, how do you do it? I mean, how do you create momentum? That's what, he just saw this huge momentum in my business. And I said, well, she said, all I can tell you is one thing, that massive action creates momentum. If you're out there and you're acting in action and action, you're going to get, the whole universe gets behind you. And then things start really rolling. And I don't know how many on this call have experienced that in your Manatech business, but a lot of you, when you get into incentive periods, one of the reasons you love the incentive periods is because it creates such volume growth in your organization. It's done this for me every single year. It's one of the reasons why when an incentive comes out, I say, hey, I try to get as many people as I can in my organization. And I send out an email to everybody in my organization. I say, who wants to win the incentive? Who's committed to, not wants to, but is committed to? There's a big difference between want and commit, right? And as of last Friday, before even this weekend, we had 37 people in our organization that committed to win the Punta Cana incentive. Isn't that awesome? Now, think about it. If you had 37 people in your organization committed to win the Punta Cana, you know, trip, don't you think you're going to create a lot of momentum in your organization? Because all those people are going to be in action. We hope and pray. At least they're going to be trained to be in action. Now, some people make commitments, and they may not be as committed as they think they are, but we're going to try to boost that level of commitment. But the idea is that you've got to get them to step up and say, what are you committed to creating? And now let's, you know, what action is it going to take to get there? So each one of them, I want this kind of, this whole snowball effect, this constant momentum, this incredible growth that just continues by its own inertia, so it doesn't take a lot for me to push the ball because the ball's already rolling. And that's what momentum is about. But it all starts with the word action. So action is the most important of all powers and success principles. It absolutely is. People who don't take action will never be successful. I shouldn't say that because there's one in a million that'll win the lottery, right? Or one in, what's the odds in the lottery? One in 30 million that are win the lottery. So if you want to play that, you can play that game as well. But I don't like my odds in that game. So I don't play that game. I don't even buy a lottery ticket. Because I can create my own lottery winnings. And not by fluke and not by luck and not by circumstance and chance, about choice and commitment. That's how I create my lottery winnings. That's how you have control over your lottery winnings. So take control instead of shooting from the hip. Without action, nothing happens. Many people in network marketing, they wait for things to happen. They keep saying, I'm waiting for that perfect business builder to come along. And then when that doesn't happen, they blame the model for not working, right? Or here's another classic in networking. How many people come up and they go, well, I'm waiting. I still don't know enough. And that's why Napoleon Hill's quote today is so appropriate for our title of our talk. Don't wait. The time will never be just right. You're never going to know enough. You're never going to know enough. There's always going to be somebody that knows more than you know. You're never going to know enough. So quit trying to know enough. You know enough right now. If you know how to talk to somebody, you know enough. Now you improve your skills over time, your communication skills, because this is a business about skills. Your skills you need to learn, communication skills, listening skills, closing skills. These are skills that will make you 10 times better than where you are if you don't put your energy into learning that. But that's taking action and learning more about that. But again, it's about getting out there and doing. I love it when people, you know, there's a great book out there about falling in love with no's. Because every time you get a no, you grow. And there's an average in the industry. As you start developing your skills, you're going to get, for every one yes, you're going to get nine no's maybe. I don't know what the exact statistic is. But so every time you get a no, you celebrate because you're that much closer to getting the yes. Because it's statistic probabilities. Right? So we've got to get out there and take action. We don't have to worry about getting no's. We don't want to get stuck in the doldrums and get change that mental attitude and get into action. The network marketing model has produced more millionaires than any other business model, any other one. So are you going to tell me it doesn't work? And that's the incredible thing. So the issue isn't that the model doesn't work. The issue is what? It gets back to us. Are we working? Are we taking action? Are we taking, you know, action? Are we taking the right kind of action? Are we moving in a direction that's promoting our business and helping to grow our business? Are we taking the right steps? That's what you want to do. Take the action and take the action that works. There are two major reasons why people live mediocre lives. One of them is they have no vision, because with no vision, you're going to perish. No vision, and perish meaning not die. We all are going to die. But the concept is that perish in terms of we'll live that mediocre life. We're going to have a life of what? Of an existence that's not even something that we can talk about. I see that every day of my life. I see it all around me, and it saddens my heart because I know what is out there. And I think to myself in my head when I see people who take this approach to life, where they don't grab onto a vision and run with it with all the energy in their heart and in their life and in their blood, I look and I think, what would this world look like if everyone was so directed? What would this world look like if everyone was out there trying to create a better world? If everybody was taking on a social cause and working their part out to achieve it? If everyone had a goal for it with all everything they had? We wouldn't have any welfare. Follow me? There are a lot of things that would shift in this world. We wouldn't have whiny complainers. We wouldn't have victims. We'd have an incredible, it's endless what this world could achieve in terms of the betterment for all. But those are, it's wishful thinking by Mary Jo, but that's why one of the reasons I love to train, take action. Be bold, take action, take responsibility. Don't get stuck in the reasons why you have mediocre lives. Don't get stuck in them. Overcome them. So have a vision, have a why, have a directive in your life it's called the pull goal by Carlos Marin. It's about, you know, something that is so critically important to you that it pulls you in a direction. It doesn't push you. You don't need to be pushed. It's that good that it just pulls you. It yanks you forward. So you create incredible things. The second reason is that people don't take action. So those are the two major reasons why people live mediocre lives. They don't take action. They don't have vision. Maybe you're stuck in one of those. Look at that and evaluate it for yourself. Are you going to go to your grave with your music still inside you? I love that quote. It's a great one because every one of us has been implanted with a music. We've all been given a voice, and the world needs your voice to be heard. And that doesn't mean a voice saying, will you join me in Manatech? It means your purpose. Your voice is your purpose. The song you have inside of you is your purpose. Your beingness needs to be heard. It needs to be heard loud and clear. You're a unique human being with an incredible vision somewhere inside you. Whether you see it or not is a choice you make, whether to pursue to find it. But that's the voice inside you that the world is desperately waiting to hear. So go do say, look at your life today and just start looking at it and saying, am I doing something I don't like to do? Is that job is something I just don't even like? Are you going and doing it in slow motion? Are you giving it half your effort? Are you living in a place you don't want to live in, you don't like? Are you driving a car you don't like? It's only because you're driving it because it's all you can afford. Are these some of the things that are going on in your life? Well, choose different. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself always wishing, I wish I had more business. I wish I had better education. I wish I had a better upline. I wish I had more people. I wish. Oh, I never say I wish. I just create. It's just choosing to create. Don't wish something. Create something. You have the power. Every one of us has the power of creating. Every one of us. But we have to take action to do that. So get out of the doldrums, build something big. You all are in power. You have incredible power within each one of you. And some of you get quashed by, you get into comparison mode. Oh, it's one of the ugliest things. Scripture even tells us to stay out of comparison mode. So if you don't believe Mary Jo, read the Bible. Maybe you'll trust that. But the incredible thing is we get into comparison. Oh, if I got into comparison mode, I can always look at, you know, some people look at people successful and they think, well, they never get in comparison mode. Are you kidding me? I can look at my class from high school and there's one guy in my class that ended up with this gigantic company. He went over to China back 20 years ago, 25 years ago, before China was popular. And he started all this business in China. And he's a multi-millionaire, probably a billionaire. Who knows? So I go, could I get in comparative mode and go, oh, Mary Jo, look at that guy, da, 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 da. You know? Of course not. I think it's awesome what he created. I'm sad what he's doing with it, but I'm glad that it's incredible what he created. It's not about comparing. We do different things. We do the best we can do, and that's the best you can do, right? Not go into comparison with somebody else. Action. But action's most important of all powers and success principles is taking action, and action creates momentum for you. Action also creates positive energy. It's always positive. Why? Because your physiology changes with action. Did you ever notice that? You feel more energetic, which causes your mind to be more positive. So it takes you out of the doldrums and lifts you up. You're on the couch. You get home from work. Here's a great example. You get home from work, you're tired, you crash on the couch, you turn on the television, and you're like that. And if you don't do anything different, what happens? At 10:30 at night, you climb out of that couch or that sofa or that easy chair, and you head to your bedroom. That might be after you made two trips to the refrigerator to try to get some nourishment. But if somebody calls you and said, hey, Joe, come on, let's go out. Yeah, I got this crazy wheel. We got a bunch of group of people. We're going to go bowling tonight. And you go, oh, I really don't want. Come on. And you finally go, okay, great. So you pull yourself out of the chair. You go in the other room. You start changing your clothes. You get a little dressed up a little bit better. And you jump in the car with Joe and everybody's there, five people there. And you have this, all of a sudden, this new energy. And you're out there and you come home and you said, I had the best time of my life. And you can't even think about where did that energy come from. I'm used to being a couch potato at night. I don't have the energy to do it. Every one of you has the energy to do it. It just, unless you take action, you quash that source of energy. It's just in you, but it's just downplayed. It's smothered by your doldrums. And your attitude totally changes. So energy changes your entire, and when you take, used energy, when you create positive energy by taking action and doing something. How many of you roll out of bed in the morning? This is like me. Lydia and I go work out every morning, right? I roll out of bed some mornings, and the last thing I want to do is roll out of bed at 6, 5, or I get up at 6, so I can get in the car by 6:15. So I roll out of bed at 6 o'clock, and I say, oh, there's a lot of mornings. I don't want to do that. But what happens to me once I roll out of bed and I do it and I get to the workout club and I get on that Stairmaster machine and I do those you know, the weight machines and I'm exhilarated. I walk out of there and I feel like $1 million. How did I feel like $1 million? At 7:30 in the morning, I'm feeling like $1 million. Because I am disciplined to take action. So we know that it changes. And action removes fear from our lives, too. Fear is usually what blocks us from taking action, other than lack of motivation or laziness. We got a lot of that going on, too. But fear is what is like a roadblock for us. And fear is just, you know, there's a great book out there, Susan Jeffers. If you need it, Jeffers, J-E-F-F-E-R-S, Susan Jeffers. Feel the fear and do it anyway. I think it's great for people who get stuck in fear. A lot of people look at me and they go, Mary Jo, you're just fearless. And I go, probably. I mean, I don't know that I have any fears. I also don't think it's biblical. I think fear is, that's why God tells us in the Bible, fear not. I mean, constant. He says, the only thing we're to fear is him. And it's not a fear, it's an awe of him. And just be totally overwhelmed with him. The greatness of that being, right, of God, of just the nature of God. It's unbelievable. But, you know, and here's another scriptural concept around fear. I mean, a lot of you know this. I'm just reiterating it. It's the concept in Scripture. It tells us in perfect love there is no fear. So that tells me if my goal is to be Christ-like and to be on earth in that perfect love, that I am not to have fear. Because every time fear enters my life, it gets rid of, it pushes out love. It knocks love out. And I don't want to knock love out no matter what. So we don't want to have fear in our life. But, you know, inaction, it creates inaction in our lives. Fear stops us. It freezes us. And we have these fear. We get ignorance. I forgot to attach. I'm going to send it out to you guys because there's a great chart out there that it's not terrific, but it's something to look at. It might impact you. But it talks about how that fear comes from either bad experience or lack of experience. Ignorance creates fear, bad experience or lack of experience, and all of a sudden we have this fear in our life. And it's a horrible thing because it robs from us. And I'll send out the little diagram for you so you can look at it. Action. So we want to stay away from that being in ignorance or having this concept of fear eating away at our ability to succeed. Because who wants to have something that robs us of success, robs us of action, robs us of who we are, what we can be, our whole future just flushed down the toilet because we have a fear. And the fear arises, and this is kind of how the chart goes, the fear arises because of ignorance, and ignorance has occurred because a lack of experience or bad experience, because we fear things we don't have knowledge about, right? So it's either a lack of, or it's ignorant, we're ignorant about something, and the reason we're ignorant is because we lack the experience of it, or we had a bad experience in it. And that leads us to inaction, which what does inaction increase? The lack of experience. So we have increased ignorance and lowered self-esteem, and then we increase fear. So it's this vicious cycle of fear because of ignorance, which is due to lack of experience, leads to inaction, and inaction increases our lack of experience, which increases our ignorance or lowered self-esteem, which increases fear. So it gets it's a cycle of getting us right back to even greater and greater fear. So you're in this vicious cycle of just, it's almost like you're a tornado, internal tornado, creating more fear. So how do we get out of fear? We take action. Because if fear is because of ignorance, due to lack of experience or bad experience, by taking action, we can gain experience and knowledge, so we decrease our ignorance, and we develop higher self-esteem, and we cause the death of fear in our life. Isn't that wonderful? That's a chart. So that's what we need to do. The only way to get around fear is to take action. That's why do you think Susan Jeffers calls her book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway? Just smash through it. If you have a fear of talking to people, go talk to 20 people today. See what happens. If you talk to 20 people today that you don't know and do it every day for the next 5 days, guess what's going to happen to your fear? You may feel funny and foolish and have other things, but I guarantee you there's one thing you won't have. You won't have fear of talking to somebody you don't know anymore. 20 people a day, day after day after day, for a whole week, you're done. Because you've put yourself through the cycle. You've gained experience and knowledge, and you've decreased your ignorance about meeting people and how to talk to them, and you may have stumbled 10 times or 15 times or 20 times, but a big deal. You've eventually made it work out. How do you think Manitech people get the presidential director status? They talk to lots of people they don't know. They talk to lots of people. And it's not the most comforting thing. I'll never forget when I started. I was like, are you kidding? I have to notice the victim language. I have to. No, I choose to go up and talk to people I don't know because how else am I going to grow my business? Duh. So I just made choices. My largest leg in my entire organization came from a guy I talked to at Office Depot. Really? I don't have any legs with anyone. This is a great, not one of my business builders in my organization is a person I knew when I started in this business. Not one. So what does that tell you about my contact list I developed when I first started? It wasn't worth a hill of beans. No, but it was, because those contacts led me to other contacts, led me to other contacts, and eventually I found some great business builders, right? So the idea is that we just need to go out there and meet people, go out there, find new people, introduce ourselves, take action, because action is what stifles. It's going to quash the fear. Be brave. It's not the absence of fear, but rather doing something in spite of fear. So take action. Action produces reaction, too, right? Every time we take action, we create a reaction. So we go out there, okay, so what does that mean in network marketing, right? Well, when I go out there and I talk to somebody new, I get a reaction. They either become a new associate or a new member, which I pray happens 90% of the time, but it doesn't, but it could. If I just would get a little bit, improve my skills a little bit, I'd probably have a little higher percentage. But even the best in the industry say that don't try to go after more than 50%, because you're never going to get there. In fact, most people say if you get 2 out of 10, you're doing terrific, or 3 out of 10, you're doing terrific. But the idea is that action always produces reaction. I either get a yes or a no when I go out there and do it, right? Some are positive yeses, some are noes, but I always get a reaction. And successful networkers, of course, do this all the time because they're going out there, and again, the power of the no, getting the no, that's a great book. It's a psychology book to help people that have problems with noes, so you start looking at noes as a positive thing instead of as a negative thing. So if that's helpful for you, then that's great. I don't need to know that. I just know that I love talking to people, and I'm not always sure why God's put them in my path, but I try to find out. And Manatech may be the reason, or it could be I can do something else for them. Because we remember the famous Zig Ziglar quote, you can have everything in life you want if you just help other people get what they want. You either agree with that statement or you don't. And I can tell by what action you take or don't take whether you agree with that statement. But I think it's a brilliant comment. I think it carries incredible wisdom. And it's very biblically bound to. Yeah? As you sow, so shall you reap. Isn't it the same thing? It's just said a little differently. The more you sow, the more you reap. You can have everything in your life if you just sow more. So, we go out there, we take action. We take action, the power of just, you know, and I love this, whether the result is good or bad after action, it's all success. Because what is it? You established a reaction. You've moved forward. You've taken action. Every time you take action, you have success. Whether you value it that way or not, doesn't matter. It's success, you know. And then there's another book that's called The Power of Failing Forward. I think it's John Maxwell book. Not sure. I didn't when I put the outline. Is it John Maxwell? Yeah. It's just great. The Power of Failing Forward. Because how we grow, you know, when we're successful, we don't always grow. But when we fail, that's our time of growing. So we're either green and growing or ripe and rotting. So let's stay in the green and growing trend, right? And go after that and produce the reactions in our life. Get the reactions in our life. Number 4 in the outline is action creates abundance. Every human being has the ability to create great abundance. Every one of you has the ability. Everyone. It's just whether or not we do it. The law of abundance is that law. You give more. You give more, you get more. This applies to rendering services as well, and that's where I put in the Zig Ziglar quote we just talked about. And again, the biblical foundation of so as you sow, so shall you reap. In other words, you need to put in an abundance of action. We need to take action and more action and more action. What you want more of, give more of. What makes a networker successful? Persistence, no matter how much rejection we come across. And here's another quote from Zig. He says, a big shot is just a small shot who kept on shooting. Right? That's it. A presidential is just a regional director who just kept on, you know, prospecting, personally growing without a blip in the action. In other words, we're ever ready bunnies. We just keep the action going, no matter what. And today it's even easier than ever before, because I found when Manatech adopted M5M and they took on this whole concept of saving these kids, that there's a whole nother level of motivation. in the past, I loved helping people, and I have this huge heart of contribution. So I was already in a great, you know, momentum swing with my business, and I, you know, I didn't really need much outside motivation to continue doing the business, no matter what. No matter what hardship Manatech went through, I had momentum to keep, or motivation to keep my business going, because I always wanted to help others, contribute to others. But today, it's not just about contribution to the people I know who are in my organization, who I love so dearly. They're my business partners. They're my friends. They're wonderful people who I love associating with. But I know every single time I see another sign up, every single time somebody gets another order, I just go, wow, one more child, one more child, one more child. That's important. So that drives me. So it helps me be persistent. Constant. So we need to be persistent. We need to go after it no matter what. We need a constant and consistent action in the four core categories. Because you can take a lot of action and do the wrong things, right? Action doesn't always create the best results if you're not taking the right kind of action. So you want to make sure you have the training on taking the right kind of action and you develop some skills around it so you create the best possible results you can. But action is the first word. It's got to be action. Because I don't care how many skills you have, if you don't take action with the skills you have, you're not going to create any great results. So what are the categories where we want to do it? Contact, invite, present, and follow up and close. I mean, it's that constant circle that you can see. Whenever they draw the circle and they put four categories in it, the four quarters of the circle, and the, you know, it's constant. The basics of the business. That's what we want to be in, constant and consistent action with that. Developing the skills, the communication skills, and skills of closing and listening, all those skills we want to develop as we go along to be the best we can be and create the best results, but we want to be in constant action. We want to have a service attitude, and that comes, again, from the concept that we contribute to others, so it's not about us. When you focus on you, it won't work, because you'll leave everybody else behind. And this is a great business. One of the reasons I love network marketing so much is that it's a business about every step I make forward, I can bring 10 people with me. It's like, you know, how about this? When I go to Punta Cana in December, I can have 37 of my business people with me. That's awesome. And when they bring their partners or their spouses, that's going to be 80 people maybe between all of us, about 80 of us in Punta Cana, already committed. Woo! Great news. So we stay service at it, serve others. So my goal is to just how do we team up and make sure everybody who's committed wins the trip. That's what we're doing now. Train and lead others to achieve the same level of success. That's it. So pour into others. So it's not just about, you know, being always the one all for everybody. It's about training and leading them. Create great leaders underneath you and you'll create great results. So don't think people take action. When we think, what do we think about? I love it when people say, well, Mary Jo, I need to think about it. I say, what are you going to think about? And most of the time when we think about things, all we do is we think about doubts. How many times you go and buy something at a store? You go to look at something to buy at a store, and you go, well, I think I'm going to go home and think about it. What do the thoughts usually end up being? The 101 ways of saying no. How many reasons why I shouldn't do it instead of should do it? That's why car salesmen, they don't. The minute you walk off the lot, they know they lost you as a sale. So they do everything in their possibility to keep you on that lot. To sell you, because they know the minute you walk off the lot, because they know people are indecisive. On everything you've ever done in your life, couldn't you always think of 10 reasons why not to? I guess the only time that I can say I didn't think that was when I gave my life to Christ. So perhaps there was a decision I made in my life that I couldn't think of any reasons why not to. But almost every other decision that I've made, I can always think of reasons why not. But it's silly because it's just a little voice. A lot of times when you go with your gut instinct, what your heart is telling you to do, assuming you think coming from that heart, you're listening to your heart. Don't let that little voice come in and tell you all the 10 reasons why not to. So we usually just develop doubts. Our thinking process allows us to develop doubts when we start making decision-making process. And then we have excuses why not. And we can do that in our Manatech business equivalently. We can go, well, there's a meeting tonight, there's this networking meeting I can go to, but you know what, I saw some of those people last week and I didn't really like some of them. They drink over there, so, you know, and I don't like being around alcohol, and da-da-da-da-da. We come up with 101 reasons, when the reality is our next best business builder could be sitting in that room and we chose not to go for all this stuff because we decided to think about it. When we knew in our heart it was the right for us to be there, but we didn't go. Gave us the greatest opportunity to grow our business. Find that perfect business builder, but we didn't go. So get out of the thinking mode and get into the doing mode. Take action. Action, action, action. All right, here's an exercise. This came out of an article I read about taking action. It said, how do we get people started? So this is just an idea for you. Make a list of at least five things you've been thinking of doing but have not done so far. It may be contacts on your chicken list, plan to host a meeting or a spa, blasting an email on youth, whatever it is. Make your list of five things and do it right now. The minute you get off this phone, go do it. Just go do it. And if you can't get it done in a minute, you get off the phone, then do it at least by the time the day's out. And just notice how it makes you feel. How does it make you feel when you accomplish those things? It's a great sense, and it empowers you to move forward faster. So the more you do, the more empowered you feel, the more action you take, the more momentum you create, the faster your business grows, and the more people you'll have in Punta Cana enjoying it with you. So what I've done is on the outline today, I attached also what's called a weekly action tracker, and it's just a form that I use in my organization. We have it on our organization website. It's called the Weekly Action Planner, and I'm just you can do whatever you want. You can take it, you can amend it, you can make one of your own that fits your organization. All I do is I tell people that every week, take this form out, fill it out. You know, you can cross out sections. You can actually put it on your computer and have them permanently crossed out if you want to. Cross out sections where you know that you're never going to do Manatech. In other words, I'm not going to do Manatech at church, although I must say I do that, but I'm talking about it. I don't do dedicated Manatech business. I just happen to communicate to people because I've got a lot of Manatechers at my church and just picked up another one this weekend because the youth skincare is off the charts, right? So anyway, so we have this. So we have this area on Sunday where I know I'm not going to do it, so I can cross that out. I can have, like, Bible study on these days. I cross those out. I have, like, my aerobic class. I cross those out. So I fill in my activities that I'm doing. And when I'm not going to do Manatech, okay? I'm date night with my husband. Friday nights I always have a date night with my husband, so I cross that out. I'm not going to do Manatech then. So then I go back and I fill in, cross out the times you choose not to do Manatech. Now, these are times of choice. So there's certain times, like in the morning, after I work out, what I like, and we don't even have 6 to 8 in the morning, so it wouldn't count, but I like to spend quiet time for an hour, 45 minutes, you know, between a half an hour and 45 minutes usually. And that's with God, it's scripture time, it's Bible time, it's time that I just have quiet time. It's my time, right? So I choose not to do Manatech. So that's a choice. So you could have some of those during the day. You choose not to do Manatech during lunch hour. You choose to eat lunch, right, instead of doing that, or whatever it is. And then you can go back into your calendar and then block out, when am I going to do my Manatech business? Now, why do I have people use this plan every single week? Because if you don't have a plan like this every week, what happens is you do your Manatech business by the seat of your pants. Whenever time comes in, whenever time's available, guess what? I can run my life so I never have time available to do Manatech, and so can you, and so are many of you. So the time is to stop that and have dedicated time slots. Because when you sit down and you, okay, from 1 to 3, I commit to do Manatech. When you stop at 1 o'clock, everything else you're doing, and you need to do Manatech, what's going to happen? Are you going to sit in a chair and stare at a window? Now you're going to actually get out and take some action. Whereas if you don't have a scheduled time slot for it, you're going to keep telling yourself, well, I'll get to it as soon as I get done with this. Oh, I needed to mow the grass today. Oh, I need to clean the house, or I need to make banana bread for my husband, or I need to do this. You'll just come up with 100 excuses. Why not? But if you have slotted time that's fixed on a calendar right smack in front of your head, that's your Manatech time, you do Manatech. And it takes that for many of us. And then at the bottom of the sheet, I just put activities. You can choose what you want. These are activities I suggest. Prospecting, find 2 to 5 new contacts every day. Presentations, do 2 to 5 every week. Training, support your new associates with learning and doing the business. Customer service, touch base with your members, your customers, have a great customer service program, and then dedicate time for personal growth. Commit 1 to 5 hours of reading, training, seminars to grow yourself, both in the skills needed to be successful as well as personal development, which is the skills needed to be developed. To be successful. Okay? Everybody clear? Great weekly action planner. If you want to use it, use it. If you have another idea or you're doing something else like it, great, but do it. It'll get you in the realm of taking action. And that's what you need to do, because you need to be taking action every day. Action, action, action creates momentum, creates results, and then you'll get where you want to be. But it won't happen without you making a decision that you're going to be in action. Okay, everybody, that's all I had for today. Anyone have any questions, comments?
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Hey, this is Carrie. I was wondering if you could give us any word on the new enrollment packs. They're very different from what we've experienced in the past. And
sure, sure. So how do you use them, you mean? Talk about how to use the new packs?
Yeah, because to be honest, I'm disappointed.
Yeah. Well, and to be honest, a lot of people, the feedback we've gotten from the field hasn't been really positive. It's been kind of because people didn't want to see them change. But let's kick off. Let me just run through some reasons behind them, and so I can try to give you some insight. The number one reason some of them changed the way they did is because Manatech was losing so much money on them. Let's start with the small packs, the preferred packs. Manatech used to sell, you could sign somebody up in a preferred pack for $109 and get a bulk Amber Toast, right? Well, Manatech was losing their shirt because Amber Toast cost so much more than that they couldn't afford to continue doing that. So that's why they changed that. They changed it to be $139, which is more reflective of the price of the product. So you have the $139 packs instead of the $109 packs. It still gives a brand new person, you might be disappointed because you've seen what we've had in the past, but the reality is a brand new person never saw what we had in the past. So they're just looking at the options that they have. And it corresponds to the price, close to the price they're going to pay on a going forward basis when they continue buying it. So it's no different than if they just buy one product. It's just they're buying it, quote unquote, in a pack. So I really don't have that big a problem with the Manatech, because that Manatech needs to be profitable for all of us to continue working and for all the dedication they're making to save these kids. They got to do what they got to do to keep the company, you know, thriving. So I think if you look at it from a perspective of a brand new person, they don't know the difference. You just know it because you're bringing in history into the picture. So those are like the 109, 139 packs. The skincare pack, I sure loved when you could get two youths for $169. I thought that was great instead of a youth and a cleanser. But, you know, it still is a great starter pack for somebody who wants to do the business. Remember, and the associate packs are packs for people who want to champion the cause. They're not for just people who want to consume. Your regular consumer can just be a member. Buy one product, be a member. They don't need to worry about the packs. So a lot of times we're getting confused when we bring people on board, making them an associate versus a member. Members are just consumers. So the skincare pack is a good starter skincare because it gives them a cleanser as well. But 90% of the people I start, I don't know. I guess I think I have one associate that came in with the skincare. And those are hairdressers, two of them. But the other ones are just coming in as members because if they just want youth, they don't want the cleanser, and they just want to, then why are they becoming associates to start with? If they don't have any desire to do the business, they can help, you know, get three or four people started that friends of theirs, and they can get their product for free. And maybe that's all they ever want to do. So let's not confuse the issue in making them into associates when all they want to do is be consumers. So that's the $169 pack, I believe, for the skincare. And then when you roll into the all-star packs, Manatech was losing their shirt on those as well. They added PV to the packs without changing the pack. So PV is, you know, some of you go, that's great, Mary Jo, it adds volume in my organization. But it also adds payout by the company. So when they added PV to PACs, understand that was an absolute negative cash flow to the company. So what they've done is they want to keep the PV on the All-Star PACs, so they actually increased the price of some, added more product to help give them more profitability on the PAC to justify the PV. So you now have $5.99 PACs instead of $4.99 PACs. They still have the custom pack at $624, which is only $25 more, which is still great. It's a great custom pack. So all those packs are terrific. And again, when you look back at brand new people signing up, they don't know the difference between what we had before. And for me, it's an absolute bloody blessing because I remember when we had to pay, you know, what was it, $11.99 or $10.99 for an all-star pack. So thank goodness those days are gone, right? I can sign up a lot more all-stars with $5.99 than I ever could at $1,000, $1,100. So we still have a blessing with the the size of the All-Star Pack being so low compared to what it was in the past. Yes, it did go up a little bit, but again, when we pushed the button on getting Manotick to add PV to PAC so you and I could make more money, we'd have greater GPV, we could get to higher leadership levels, that was a greater cost to the company. And I think they just started feeling all the fallout of all of that over the last year because they just recently added the PV to PACs, and now they have to make the adjustment to make sure that they stay profitable as well. Does that help you? Lost her. Okay, anyone else? Any questions? Yes,
hello,
you probably
there,
just...
Joe.
Yes.
I
is this Anita?
The oldest person that bought youth from me back east. She is 90.
90, and she bought youth?
Yes.
Yeah. Did she buy a whole year's supply?
No.
So she could be 60 again? No. That's
she
great,
is
Anita.
Else,
90 years old. That's great. Super, Anita.
Okay.
Great
I
job, girl.
I don't think she's a real long-term customer, but we never know.
We never know. If she takes Ambertose, she could be 30 more years, you know.
And we'll talk about that sometime today or tomorrow.
Great. Get in touch with me. We're glad to have you back.
Thank you. Good
Absolutely.
To be back.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You bet. Thanks, sweetie. Anyone else? All right, everybody. Have a great week. Remember, last week of business period, but most importantly, your best week to get that volume up for your winning the Punta Cana. So let's go out there, and as I said today and taught today, take action. Let's get out there. Okay, everybody, talk to you soon. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.